You're listening to a replay of Zach and Evan on Z Radio Live.
The Webster Music Station, Z Radio Live. This is Zach and Evan, and joining us over the phone is Gary Evans. He is the author of SOL, Still Are Lions. Gary, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
Anytime. So tell us about the book. Tell us about Still Are Lions, the SOL, Still Are Lions.
Yeah, sure. Still Are Lions is kind of a fan's history. It's sort of a history of what it's like to be a longtime fan of what is probably the worst team in professional sports. So I kind of set out trying to, you know, try to figure out what did I want to say about the Lions, and I decided I'd hit it pretty directly. So I started just telling the history and with a goal of trying to understand why so many of us still love this team that's been bad year after year and decade after decade. So my goal is really to not only tell the history of the team, but to talk to fans and as maybe see if I can figure out, hey, why hasn't the Lions luck improved and why do we keep watching?
So are you a fan of the Lions yourself, or are you just kind of like an outsider, kind of being one of the haters, I guess, as they say?
No, I am absolutely a fan of the Lions. They are my team. I open it with a quote. The book opens with a quote from somebody I interviewed. It's like, I never thought of myself as a masochist till I realized I was 40 years old and still a Lions fan. So I do love the team. And the other interesting thing that kind of happened with the book as I was, you know, as I'm telling this story and I'm doing the research, I realized there's this really interesting parallel, kind of an unfortunate one though, between the Lions and the city of Detroit, because through the 50s, both had been really solid and really impressive. For the most part, they'd had ups and downs. But starting in the early 60s, both took kind of this interesting nosedive that lasted generations, right? So both the city and the team for decades were kind of thought of as jokes. So that's kind of the other little thing that the book explores, is that sort of parallel relationship between the team and the city. Hopefully, they're both on a rebound. The city definitely seems to be. The Lions, we'll see.
Listen, I'm a Jets fan, so I can kind of I can agree with you on a little bit of this kind of stuff. I mean, they're not the greatest teams in the NFL, but you know, they try their hardest. But would you consider the Lions to be worse than the Jets?
Oh, so I would consider the Lions, and again, this is said it from a place of love, but I would consider them the worst team, certainly in football. So we don't have our, in the Super Bowl, here's the stat that you won't even believe this when I tell you if
please
you don't
tell
know
me.
It already. Since the first Super Bowl, which I think was in 1967, that's kind of what they consider the modern era of sports. We have won one playoff game, one single playoff game. It was in 1991, so Smells Like Teen Spirit was still a brand new and exciting thing on the radio. And that is the only time since the late 60s that we have won a playoff game. We didn't have our Joe Namath or our famous Super Bowl III. It has mostly been – it's been a long haul by all standards.
That's fair. I mean, listen, you have the same mentality about this team that I do with the Islanders. I know that they're two different sports, but, like, I literally – every time I see the Islanders, I'm like, okay, yeah, they suck. They're the worst. But actually, this year, they're actually pretty good. They're actually doing really well. But aside from
they're
that –
they're very exciting right now.
They're doing incredible, actually. And it's all thanks to Barry Trotz, their coach. But, like, you know, I mean, back in the day, like, let's say 2003, 2004 – hockey, like, they were just absolute dog shit, and they continued to be absolute dog shit. Like, they get to the third period and then, like, they would just literally shit themselves. Like, they had no idea what was going on.
You had one of our goalies for a while, you had Chris Osgood. Yeah. That didn't seem to help. No, trust me, I can empathize.
Do you have any suggestions in this book, like, you know, about how the team can do better, or are you just kind of railing on them?
Yeah, it's not so much railing on them. It's more sort of just this examination, right? Is the team as bad as we thought? And why might that be? So I don't know that I have suggestions, but I guess I'll say this. Mm-hmm. Without trying to be a hater or to certainly not to hate on any particular person.
Yeah.
But there was one thing that has been common since 1963. So in 1963, the day that William Clay Ford bought the Lions, also incidentally, in what is maybe the worst omen in the world, was the day that President Kennedy was shot. But Ford took over the team. And until he died just a couple of years ago, everything about the team had changed multiple times. We've went through quarterbacks. We've been through coaches and general managers. The only thing that has not changed in all of that time was the ownership. Now, obviously, William Clay had another concern that he had a lot of responsibility for, being, you know, the Ford Motor Company. But so that's why all of us Detroit fans, and William Clay, by all counts, it sounds like he was probably a really, for being a really rich guy and a big businessman, nice guy, probably, overall. But he did not seem to have a lot of luck running a football team. And when he died, his wife took over, and she was 90, I think, 3 at the time. And she actually, I liked her, and now a daughter has taken it over. So I think there is room for hope that maybe now we've got people whose alliance is their number one focus. And we got some new life and energy that hopefully help things get better for the team.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking it up right now, actually. The Detroit Lions, their worst season, with what Google is saying, is like 2008, when they were 0-16, which is an asinine number, literally. How does a team like that, you know, get better each and every year, or try to fix themselves each and every year?
So one of the great sort of challenges that we've had with the Lions is that there hasn't necessarily been the type of change that you would expect after so much stress, I guess you could call it, right? So we have, while I say we've changed coaches and we've changed general managers and we've drafted new players, all of that's actually happened really slowly. Like that year, 2008, was the year that Matt Millen was our general manager, who was widely regarded, funny human being, probably mostly a quality guy, but just by his own admission, a terrible GM. And he was going, into his second stint because his contract got renewed. So again, that was actually a low point in being a Lions fan, because it felt like, wow, there is no change coming. We're bad now, and I don't see a reason, to expect us to get better. And the problem with the Lions overall is, like, it feels like historically we've been enamored by skill position players, wide receivers and running backs. I mean, we've had some luck drafting them, but we've just never really been able to put together a team that top to bottom, in and out, was strong enough to win that second playoff game. So
listen, one day it may happen. There could be a time where, like, something changes in the weather, and then maybe it actually does go good for you guys. I don't know. I mean, I also hope that for the Jets too, but that's a whole different story.
Yeah. I truly do feel for you. Yeah, we are, over the last little while, for sure, they've had similar karma, these organizations.
We're talking with Gary Evans. He is the author of SOL, Still Our Lions. Gary, when did you become a Lions fan, and how did that all start in the first place?
So I was born into being a Lions fan. And that's one of the questions I ask people often in the books. Like, how did you become a Lions fan? And I expected, honestly, everybody to tell me that they were born into it. I thought it was almost like
That's usually the case. Like, you're usually either influenced by your parents, or you're by, like, an uncle who's a super fan of some type of team. And then you're just like, right, you know what? I'm going to join him too, because that's cool, and I want to be inclusive, What was your story?
Or else, it's either that, or like, you like the Dallas Cowboys or somebody because they're popular, right? And they've always been good. But I've never been able to go that route.
Well, that's called being a poser. That's different. That's very different.
Amen. Amen to that.
Yeah.
But so I started going when I was just young. In fact, this is a kind of a perfect story about the Lions. So my dad now really doesn't like the team at all. And that's because when I was about, 6 or 7, he got us season tickets. And for about 3 years, we went to see them play. And it was just a disaster. And finally, I'm 10 years old, maybe it's been 3 or 4 years, and I come in and I've got, in the mail, the thing to sign up for season tickets has come again. And I said, Dad, I don't really want to go to this anymore. Because, I'm 10, and it's a long drive, and the team loses all the time. And I don't think he ever really forgave them. But that's, that's my story. I did find a lot of people who liked the Lions for other reasons. But mostly you're born into this.
That's awesome. No, I'm glad you have jerseys and everything. You have the old memorabilia and everything.
Absolutely.
The diehard.
And here's the one thing I will say, though. Like, I am not, it's funny, because even though I wrote a book, I am not the most diehard Lion fan you ever meet. I don't have every stat memorized. I don't, make sure and watch every snap, every play. I watch all the games and stuff. But I just love football, and I do love my team. And I thought, just what an interesting story, that they have. But you got to keep yourself at a little bit of a distance, because otherwise you have too many Sundays ruined.
What is your feeling, by the way? I want to go back now to some like current news, I guess, about the Lions. They got fined for $75,000 for violating its injury report policy after the team failed to update the quarterback Matthew Stafford's status before November 10th. Is that, you know, is that add into the whole, you know, this team just is bad at organizing as well as they are on the field? Like, is that all playing into one kind of part and included with your book?
Yeah, I mean, that is the type of thing that just sort of happens. So we have a lot of those stories that, you know, that sort of come through where you just have to sort of sit back and go, wow, like this is something that would never happen, say, on the Pittsburgh Steelers, right? So like an example, maybe a funnier example, and this is from many years ago, but it's indicative. Yeah. We had thought that we had traded, you know, we had, I think it was the third pick in the draft or the fifth pick in the draft, and the Saints came to us and they said, we'll take your backup center. And you know, we'll trade you the number eight. I'm sorry. We had the number eight pick and the Saints had, I think, the number five pick. And they said, we'll take your backup center and we'll give you our number five pick. And so, long story short, the Lions completely didn't understand the deal they had signed. They thought that they had gotten both now the five and the eight. They didn't realize that they had traded the center and the positions. And they actually got up to draft somebody else when they saw the Saints walking up and making the pick. And it's that type of that type of silliness, right? That you're just kind of like, you just gotta, what can you do but laugh?
Jesus. I mean, what can you do? That's the real question, you know, and that what I hope is what the answers are in your book, you know, like what can we do to fix the Lions? And, you know, is there any solution to this mess of a team or no?
So, you know, here's the problem. So take that 2008 season, right? And this is the beauty and the tragedy all wrapped up into one, right? So that 2008 season, I mean, we didn't win a game. We were the first team to do that in the Super Bowl there. It's been repeated since. The Browns, who are finally getting a little good themselves, they have also...
I know, they're actually doing okay. They're not terrible anymore. they're like the Islanders, season, but anyway.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly, right? They're contenders.
Yeah.
But so that 2008 season, I interviewed plenty of people in the book, people stop watching the games, right? But I got plenty of people interviewed who they're driving to Toledo to watch the games. They're driving out of town just so they can watch the game. The Lions are kind of like that drug that you can't quit, or that partner who keeps cheating on you, and you know they're going to keep doing it, but you just can't give them up. You love them too much. So on the one hand, I feel like if we all buckle down and say we demand more, we might get more. But no, I don't think we have it in us. And I will say we are starting to see change again. Like, I am optimistic about the future of the Lions. We're seeing change. You know, what's the saying? The sun will eventually shine even on a dog's butt, right? And apparently, historically, that's not true for Lions. But, you know, I'm hopeful now that we've got new ownership. We got a new GM. We got a new coach. I don't quite know what I think about those guys yet. But at least it's changed. At least I'm excited. At least I got something new to, you know, to watch and hope for.
Listen, take it from me, you know, as an Islander fan, I don't know, this is hockey, but, you know, there's still teams and they all are kind of in the same field of teams, you know. Like, when you get a new general manager, when you get a new coach, and when you get a new, you know, a staff that's behind you, it definitely helps, for sure.
Absolutely.
And that's, you know, and that's what we've seen with the Islanders. And, you know, hopefully that will resonate in the next team, which is, you know, will be the Lions. It'll be a better overall impact for you guys. But the book is called Soul, S-O-L, Still Our Lions. Where can people find the book, Gary?
The easiest place to get it is right on Amazon. You can order it directly. There's also a Kindle version of it, you know, out there. But it is easily accessible. I'm trying to get it into some bookstores like the Stadium and stuff as well. But online is the easiest place to get it right now.
Awesome. Well, Gary, thank you so much for joining us here on Zach and Evan. Best of luck with the book. And hopefully we will see the Lions in maybe any type of Super Bowl contention, you know. Listen, if they can even, like, qualify to even get into the first round or something, that'd be great, you know.
I'd be delighted. So, hey, thank you so much for the time. And, yeah, it was a pleasure talking with you. I really appreciate it.
This is the WebC Music Station, Z Radio Live. Back in a few moments and more, Zach and Evan after this.
Miss the show? Catch Zach and Evan every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern on Z Radio Live.